You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And the time is just after 5 o'clock here. You're listening to The Celtic Show. John Falstaff with you for the next 2 hours, bringing you some great music and some special guests at 6 o'clock. We're going to be talking about three interesting events in connection with Ireland. The visits of Queen Elizabeth II and President Obama just last month, and the 100th anniversary of the launching of the Titanic at the Harland & Wolff shipyards in Belfast. So please stay tuned for all of that. Let's start off with a lively one from Frank Hart.
A jolly young ploughboy was ploughing up the land with his horses all under a green shade. Well, he whistled a gay song while his horses jogged along. All his wishes was to wed a handsome maid. All his wishes was to wed a handsome maid. He finished up his song while his plough it ran along, saying, "For courting of this maid I am to blame. And it's when her aged father I am sure will come to know, he will send me to the wars to be slain, to be slain. He will send me to the wars to be slain." When Bessie's cruel father he came for to know that young Bessie she was courting on the plain. Well, he sent a troop of soldiers for to press her love on board, and they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. A suit of men's clothing she instantly put on, and she lined out her pockets with bright gold. And she marched up the street while the tears rolled down her cheeks, and she marched out like any soldier bold, soldier bold. And she marched out like any soldier bold. She went to the ship where her true love he did lie. To the captain she did instantly complain. "I'm a poor distressed young maid looking out for my ploughboy, and they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain." She pulled out a purse of the very beaten gold, oh, 500 bright guineas, aye and more. And she freely laid it down all for her own ploughboy, and she rolled him in her arms to the shore, to the shore. And she rolled him in her arms to the shore. Now what's like two lovers when they do meet? They will drink and drown all sorrow and woe. They will sit and laugh and sing, and they'll cause the bells to ring. All for joy she's got the young man she adored. All for joy she got the young man she adored.
Thank you. the field behind the plow. Turn to straight dark roads. Feel the twinkle in your clothes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Ah, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And you figure that the rain takes its own sweet time. You can watch it come from rise, but you guess you've got a while. Ease the throttle out ahead. Every rod's a game. There's victory in every quarter mile. For all cause he down the road, the heartache hail and hoppers got him down. He gave it up and moved to town. Demet Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. You could see it coming on, 'cause he's worked as hard as you. Well, in the hour, maybe more, you'll be wet clean through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight dark roads, put another season's promise in the ground. Might cover all the loans. You've mortgaged all you owe. Buy the kids a winter coat. Take the wife back east for Christmas if you can. All summer she's held on, 'cause you're so tied to the land. Well, the good times come and go, but at least there's rain. This won't be barren ground when September comes around. And watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight dark roads, but another season's promise in the ground. And watch the field behind the plow. Turn to straight dark roads, but another season's promise in the ground.
Francis Black there, of the famous Black family, with Arcady and Jackie Daly and all sorts of good people. Arcady, two in a row there from Arcady. We heard The Barn Dances and The Field Behind the Plough from their album Anthem from a number of years back. Started off with Frank Hart and The Jolly Young Ploughboy from an album he did with Donal Lunny called Daybreak and A Candle End. We're going to move over to Scotland now and take a listen to the stunning piping of the late Gordon Duncan. Gordon Duncan passed away under tragic circumstances about 5 or 6 years ago. He was a phenomenal piper, and his compositions will outlive him and all of us. In fact, Hamish Moore here compares his compositions to the absolute greats of Scotland, Neil Gow, G.S. McLennan, and William Marshall, or even Donald MacLeod. So here we go. This is Gordon Duncan and a set of reels from the Pipeline session. Thank you.
You're working on a packet ship, no dungaree oilskins wear. But have you a big monkey jacket already at your command? And we'll bid farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. We will rub her down and scrub her out, we hold the stone and sand, and we'll bid farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. As I lay on my bunk one night and dreaming all alone, I dreamt I was in Liverpool way up by Marylebone, with my true love there beside me and a jug of ale in my hand. But I woke quite broken-hearted, boys, on the banks of Newfoundland. We will rub her down and scrub her and we hold the stone and sand, and we'll bid farewell to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. Thank you. one female passenger, Bridget Riley was her name. She was 14 years, transported boys for playing at the game. And she tore up her flannel petticoat to make mittens all for her hand, for she could not see the poor boys freeze on the banks of Newfoundland. We will rub her down and scrub her out with holy stone and sand, and when bid fair we'll take the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. And now we're off Sandy Hook, me boys, and the ground is all covered with snow. The tug will take up our hawser and for New York and when we get to the Black Bull Dock, all the boys and the girls they will sing. For if we are here, we cannot be there on the banks of Newfoundland. We will rub our tongue and scrub our hand with holy stone and sand, and we'll bid fair, we'll take the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland. And scrub our hand with holy stone and sand, and we'll get fair to the virgin rocks on the banks of Newfoundland.
Well, we started off with some Scottish talent that is no more, and that's Mr. Gordon Duncan playing from an album put out after he passed away. Kind of a roundup of odds and ends of various live recordings and things that hadn't made it onto official albums. We heard a set of reels from a Pipeline session, and that's from an album called Just for Gordon. Gordon had put out a famous album called Just for Seamus, and that is put out on the Green Tracks label. And we followed that up with two very young Scottish talents. We just finished with Paul McKenna, who is was last year with the third year Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama group in Glasgow. Already has two albums out under his name, under his own name, as a Paul McKenna Band, third year student. And The Banks of Newfoundland was the song. It's from an album called The Future of Our Past, which is a whole album of young musicians from the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama. And the album was produced by Mr. Phil Cunningham, who is a leading light there. Before that, we had a set of tunes from the second year students, and that was Margaret's Walk to the Pier. When I was in Ireland a few weeks ago, I had the good fortune to see this next act live. And in fact, I'll be having some recordings from that concert to play to you a week from today. So you'll want to come back and make sure you hear that. This is Tea with the Maggies on Hugamer Fane on Sarah Ling.
Sorry.
Sauru, Sauru, Paninunga,
fellows all that straight and tall, take counsel and be wise. Attention pay to what I say, my lecture don't despise. Let patience guide you on every side, let traitors now beware. There's none but men would glory win. can ride my old grey mare. In Erin's Isle in ancient times she was rode by Brian Boroo. Failim O'Neill with sword of steel on Rowan Sarsfield too. Brave Michael Dwyer not long ago ranged Wicklow and Kildare. Tontandy Shears and other peers rode on my old grey mare. Brave Bonaparte did on her start, he rode too fast to stroll. She lost a shoe at Moscow Fair, went lame at Waterloo. When she comes o'er to Erin's shore, she'll have good farrier's care. And the very next chase, she'll win the race, my sporting old grey mare. Here's to the man that's 6'1" and more than if you choose, that stands up straight without a saint in Spanish leather shoes. Likewise the youth that tells the truth, that he may have liberty fair. And to every man in Ireland that rides my old grey mare.
Mr. Sean O'Shea there with members of Colthus and the Old Grey Mare from his album Idir Jan Agus Nua, Between Old and New. And we started off with Tea with the Maggies and Hugger Murphane and Sara Lane from their album Tea with the Maggies. And as we said, next week we're going to bring you some live music from Tea with the Maggies, from a concert I had the good fortune to catch a couple of weeks back in Dublin. In between, we heard from Lissa Sneckenberger from Maine. We heard the Coleman's March Reprise from her album, Lissa Sneckenberger. She did a house concert here a couple of weeks ago, and we look forward to seeing her on a future occasion. We're going to move on now with something from Mr. David Ewan from Wales. He is the founder. He's kind of a major, major figure in Welsh music, founder of Sign Records, but one of the main figures in the revival of Welsh culture in the last 40 years, and he's still singing. And here he is with the group Ar Log, who are of an independent existence, but did an album with him a few years back. And this is David Ewan.
Yn y mynydd mae'r eithinen yng nghwpannau'r grig a hwythau hael ac awel dri yn llwythau awel iach helwenlon helwenlon ac awel iach delir hynwedd hael ac awel yng nghwpannau'r blodau bach. Prysur yn o fydd yr hela, pan o'r gwenyn hyn i fela, a wel haf a hael cynhaiaf, fel a fyddant cyn y gyiaf. Melin fel, melis fel, melis fel, melin fel, hael ac awel yn y blodau, wel yn I'm
Farewell to you, my Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I'm bound to sail the ocean wide, once more to part from you. Once more to part from you, dear girl, you're the girl I do adore. Still we live in hopes to see those Swansea girls once more. Those Swansea girls once more, brave boys, the girls we do adore. Still we live in hopes to see those Swansea girls once more. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round. The night is black as anything, we cannot see the moon. We cannot see the moon, brave boys, and our rigging is all tore. Still we live in hopes to see those Swansea girls once more. Those Swansea girls once more, brave boys, the girls we do adore. Still we live in hopes to see those Swansea girls once more. Now the storm is over, and we are safe on shore. We'll drink strong beer and brandy too, to the girls that we adore. To the girls that we adore, brave boys, we'll make the tavern roar. And when our money is all spent, we'll go to sea for more. We'll go to sea for more, brave boys, for the girls we do adore. Still we live in hopes to see those Swansea girls once more. Those Swansea girls once more, brave boys, the girls we do adore. Still we live in hopes to see those Swansea girls once more.
Near Bainbridge town in the County Down, one morning in late July, down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf that I shook myself to be sure I was standing there.
From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay and Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the County Down.
As she onward sped, I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling queer. And I said, says I, to a passerby who's a maid with a nut brown hair. Oh, he smiled at me and with pride says he, that's the gem of old Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McGann from the banks of the Ban and the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay and Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like a sweet Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Travelled a bit, but I never was hit since my roving career began. But fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of a Rose McCann. I'd a heart to let, and no tenant yet did I meet in a shawl or gown. But in she went, and I asked no rent from a star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay and Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like a sweet Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Thank you.
be surely there and I dress in me Sunday clothes. With my shoes shine bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from the nut brown rose. No horse I'll yoke, no pipe I'll smoke, though the rust on my plow turns brown. Till the smiling bride by my own fireside sits the star of the County Down.
From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay and Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay to Derry Kay and Galway to Dublin Town. No maid I've seen like the sweet Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Jed Marum there, who records in Toronto, and that's from a new album of his, compilation of highlights from his previous three albums. He records with big names like Hugh Morrison, Mason Brown and Brian McNeil from Scotland, and we heard the star of the County Down. We have a special guest here from Northern Ireland, and another special guest. Now, at the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about the visits of Queen Elizabeth II, President Barack Obama, to Ireland last month, and also a little on the 100th anniversary of the launching of the Titanic. So please do not go away. It's all happening here in WRFG at the top of the hour. In the meantime, let's back announce we had Daffod June and Arlog from Wales, and a song from them, followed by a tune, Farewell to Aberystwyth, and a song called Swansea Girls, with a rather familiar Irish tune. I must have learned that from the Clancy Brothers. And that was from Callanig, another of the premier Welsh groups, and both of those tracks were pulled from an album called Music from Wales. Okay, we are going to play you a track now, which you need to listen to carefully, because you'll hear the tune later in connection with Queen Elizabeth. This is a song associated with Mr. Robert Burns. It's from an album by Hugh Morrison. We just mentioned him. Robert Burns Rocks is the album. He is an accordion player from Scotland, lives in Texas. And this is the tale of Lizzie Lindsay.
Well, you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay. Well, you come to the Highlands with me. Well, you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay. My pride and my darling to be. Ah, to come to the Highlands with you, sir, will bring a salt tear to my ear. I had leave in the green glens and woodlands and streams of my own country. Will you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you come to the Highlands with me? Will you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. Show you the home of the red deer on mountains where waves that's alpine, and as far as the band of the red deer, hill, moorland and mountain is mine. Will you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you come to the Highlands with me? Will you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. A thousand claymores I can muster, Hellblade and its bearer the same. And when round their chieftain they rally, the gallant Argyle is my name. Will you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Will you come to the Highlands with me? Will you come to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling to be. There's dancing and joy in the Highlands. There's piping and gladness and glee. For Argyle has brought him Lizzie Lindsay, his bride and his darling to be.
Oh, land of love, we bless thee, gentle mother. Oh, land of love.
souls shall dwell in harmony. And when the clouds of torment and of sorrow flee with the dark at rising of the sun, and shall clasp
of the land. Malaysians and Italian fight to win her hand.
We cannot beat each other, but agree to share her name. That story was recorded when the Christians came.
As Celtic Christianity grows away from Rome, Pope Adrian of England says, Henry, bring them home.
People out of Philadelphia would sanctify the plan, save their soul and take their land.
What's around the corner? Not forgetting, saying nothing. What's around the corner? Second guessing, history lessons for tomorrow morning.
Another day, another way, another Henry now. His Highness and His Holiness, they have a blazing row.
Ulster must be planted,